You may not have a choice about what the world does to you, but what you make out of it is entirely yours, and this is karma. Karma means just this, no matter what kind of ball the world bowls at you. Well, if it's a very tough ball, maybe you have to be defensive. If you figure it out what is the nature of the ball, you can hit it for a six. It's entirely yours. The bowler can do whatever, but still the batsman can do something about it. There are innumerable choices. This is what karma means, that you have taken charge of your life in such a way, no matter what world throws at you, you will make it the best thing that can be for yourself and everybody else around you. If you just commit yourself to this one thing, that your life is your karma, which simply means your life is your making, then you will see, you will do everything to the best of your ability. Well, it may not be the best, but it's your best, and that's all you can do, and that's all you should do. But if your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own body becomes an impediment and doesn't allow you to do your best, that is a bad karma. So good karma, bad karma can be seen like this, that you're a full expression of everything that you can be, that is definitely a good karma. And if your karma is all-inclusive, you don't have to worry about what you're doing, whatever you do is useful. Bad karma is you left your life unexplored. You yourself are an impediment. Your own faculties get in your way. You trip on your own feet. Your own thoughts mess you up. Your own thoughts create stress, anxiety, madness. Well, it can drive you to suicide, your own thoughts and emotions. So this is important, this one fundamental, you must get it. What the world does to you is not always your choice, but what you make out of it is entirely yours.